KBND Morning News Time, 6:05. Good morning. It's Friday. Welcome to the Aloha Friday News. One of us suitably decked out. I'm Dave Jarvis, and for Frank Bonacquesti. The other one, well, she's here.
You know how hard it is for a girl to find a Hawaiian shirt? It's not easy.
You got crickets.
You have to speak. It's radio. It's not television. You have to say something. All right. Thank you, Dave. In the local news today, the Oregon State Bar says an article on the front page of the Bend Bulletin gives the wrong impression of a current investigation involving Deschutes County District Attorney Patrick Flaherty. It leads people to believe that the State Bar has made some conclusions, but the bar says it's still way too early for that. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb interviewed a spokesperson with the Oregon State Bar.
So the headline, Bar, DA was incorrect. You would say that is not a correct headline.
That is not a correct headline. We have not made any conclusions. We are just at the beginning of our disciplinary council's investigation.
Kateri Walsh with the Oregon State Bar says other statements about the investigation made in the article are also misleading. She says they are just starting to look into the case and any conclusions are premature at best. How would you characterize it so far?
We have just begun an investigation through our disciplinary council. Office. The file first went through an initial screening process, and we did find during that screening process that there was enough evidence to forward it to disciplinary counsel's office. But disciplinary counsel's office has only just begun the investigation.
She believes the investigation will take at least several more weeks, and when it's concluded, if they believe there is a case against Patrick Flaherty, they would then take it to a state board that acts like a grand jury. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
The Bend housing market is again making headlines. An article released yesterday by the Housing Predictor ranked Bend as number one in the worst 25 housing markets in the nation for 2011. Bend ranked number one with a predicted price decline of about 11.5%. Las Vegas was second at 10.8%. Later today on KBND, we'll talk to a Central Oregon agent who posted this article on her Facebook page and has some interesting insight on this report. And the Redmond City Council approved a pretty lean budget for next year at its meeting this week. Mayor George Endicott says they had to cut nearly $2 million in spending.
These are austere times. We're having to make very, very tough decisions. I wish we didn't have to, but we do. And every government's going through it. And, you know, we're also taking about $400,000 out of our reserves to help fill that shortfall.
The city still has about $5 million in reserves, but Endicott expects next year to be another tough budget year. As the weather gets warmer, more people tend to head to the downtown area of Bend. And some of those people are panhandlers. Chuck Arnold with the Downtown Bend Business Association says they have a campaign called Say No to Panhandlers, and they hope to expand that idea beyond downtown to the greater Bend area.
The experts have told us about 90% of the people that are out there asking for change, that money is going right into drugs and alcohol. And that was astonishing to me. I know people are very good-hearted in this community, very, very generous. And I think it's important that if they want to be generous, to not just to resist giving out some food or money to somebody that's on a corner.
Arnold says they're also working on a new idea to make cards to give to panhandlers that list the social service programs that can help them. Foster kids in Oregon would have state college tuition waived under a bill passed by the Oregon House. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford has that story.
If passed by the Senate, the tuition waiver would apply to foster kids younger than 25.
The program only applies to those in financial need.
Sponsor Michael Dembro says currently only 2% of foster kids get a higher ed degree. Republican Sal Esquivel opposed it.
The best possible social program is a job.
The bill would also require students to work 30 hours a year mentoring other foster kids to get the tuition waiver.
In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And that's a look at our local news so far this morning. Coming up in just about 25 minutes, we'll have your next local news update. We'll bring you a story, details about an officer-involved shooting in Mount Angel. Also, July 1st is the traditional opening for summer operations for Mount Bachelor. We'll have details on that story as well. And geese in the Bend area, well, they can relax just a little bit. We'll tell you why. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk, 1110 KBND.